The panel shows portraits of prominent leaders from the first Serbian uprising, Milenko Stojković and Petar Dobrnjac, as well as a plan of Negotin from 1790. Milenko Stojković was born in the Požarevac district in the village of Kličevac. In his youth, he owned a shop in Požarevac. At the time when Hadži Mustaj Paša raised the Serbs to defend themselves against the Janissaries, Milenko Stojković was a captain, and at the beginning of the rebellion against the Dahjas, renegade Janissary officers, he used the title of major. He mostly fought in the Krajina region. In early January 1806, Milenko and the insurgents penetrated into the Negotin Krajina and captured the fortified town of Poreč on the Danube. The following year, he was leading heavy battles at Štubik and Malajnica and created conditions for the Russians to cross to the right bank of the Danube on June 17th and 18th. The battle for liberation lasted 3 weeks. The arrival of Karađorđe with reinforcements enabled the surrounded Serbs at Štubik to be freed. Milenko Stojković, together with leader Karađorđe, received the Russian commander Mikhail Isaev on Veliko Ostrovo. There, Karađorđe declared Milenko a voivode. And the reorganization of the supreme administration in the insurgent Serbia in 1811, advocating for limiting the supreme authority of the leader and decentralization of administration, Milenko Stojković came into conflict with Karađorđe's elders. He refused to accept the position of overseer of foreign affairs. The price for that was his expulsion from Serbia, so he went to Russia where he later died. Petar Dobrnjac was born in the Požarevac district in the village of Dobrinje. In his youth, he was a hajduk. In 1804, he was a captain under Milenko Stojković. He fought in the Krajina army together with hajduk Veljko. In 1805, he was at Ivankovac fighting against Hafiz Pasha, after which he was declared a voivode by the council. He was particularly distinguished in 1806 defending Deligrad against Ibrahim Pasha of Škoda. After the fall of Deligrad in 1809, due to disagreements with Karađorđe, he left Serbia and went to Romania. He lived in Jaši, where he died in 1828. Plan of Negotin from 1790. Besides the Turks, the Austrians also ruled the Krajina during two periods. The first time from 1718 to 1739, and the second time from 1789 to 1791. During that time, they created a detailed map of the Negotin Krajina, which shows trenches, military objects, as well as the extent of the Negotin marsh and swampy terrains, which Negotin was only freed from in 1932.